Joining me today on Images, Lydia Hammond, the president of the Model United Nations at New Mexico State University, and Colin King, the vice president of the Model UN. Their annual fundraising dinner takes place Tuesday, March 12th at 6 o'clock in the evening at the NMSU golf course. We're going to be talking about that today and much more. And of course, we'll learn a little about the Model United Nations program. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
All right. Lydia, to begin, let's talk a little about the dinner, which again is coming up Tuesday, March 12th at 6 o'clock, and your guest speaker.
Okay. So the banquet we have every year, and it's going to be this year we're focusing on Argentina. We've been assigned Argentina as our country for New York, so we're making it an entire themed event, live music. There's a silent auction. And then our guest speaker is former Ambassador Lino Gutierrez. He was the ambassador to Argentina from 2003 to 2006, and he'll be speaking about Latin American and American foreign relations and policy and whatnot.
And a good choice for a speaker because Argentina has a significance for you this year.
Yeah, we hope it'll be really exciting and keeping it really themed. That should be fun, too.
Okay, you're representing Argentina in the Model United Nations. And Colin, I understand that the proceeds from this dinner help support that trip to New York City, where you're going to get a chance to participate and be competing, I guess, against Model United Nations teams from all over the world, right?
That's correct. Yes, all the proceeds of the ticket sales do go directly to our New York trip. They help us do what we do. We're very excited about all the support we get from the community, and this is one of our major events and major fundraisers every year. And we do look forward to high participation, which gets us to our event.
Okay. So tell me, for folks who are listening right now, and we'll mention this again at the end of our conversation today, if folks want to buy tickets, how they would go about doing that?
You can purchase tickets through our website, which is linked through the NMSU website underneath the government department page.
Okay. So go to nmsu.edu and go to the government department page, and you can find Model UN.
Correct.
Very good. Lydia, tell me what you'll be doing in the competition. As I mentioned, you will be the country of Argentina in this competition, right?
Yeah. So at the conference, we'll be sitting on 11 committees as Argentina and actually one as China, which will be the Security Council. And on these committees, our students represent the country. They handle specific topics for each committee, and they're trying to come to resolutions and solutions to help fix these real-world problems. So it's real problem-solving skills. It's debate and negotiation, and it's a lot of fun. We've done really well in the past few years. We've come in the top percentage of teams, so that's pretty exciting. We're a known team bringing some pride and awards to NMSU.
Okay, and something different this year, Colin. Your team will not just involve students from NMSU, you have a partnership with students from Japan.
That's right. Our overall team this year is going to consist of 25 delegates, 16 from NMSU and 9 from Tokyo University and other Japanese universities. The partnership actually arose from an invitation that the Japanese team sent to us asking if we would like to collaborate with them, and we jumped on the opportunity. Our team has really seized a hold of the cooperation and collaboration aspect of the event, and we're working together on writing position papers. Each member of our team, 9 members of our team, will be partnered with a Japanese partner, and for committees, they will be representing as joint delegation Argentina. So it's very exciting, and we're very excited to host them both on our campus for the week before we go to New York and then compete with them for the entire competition.
Yeah, we should mention for folks who go to the nmsu.edu website right now and purchase their tickets for this dinner, the Japanese students will actually be at the dinner.
Yep.
All right. Lydia, this week in Las Cruces, this has got to be very exciting that you're going to have a chance to be able to spend that entire week with them before going to New York City.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We're going to do a lot of cultural things to show and really show off New Mexico and the school. So we'll be doing things in the community as well as the banquet. And then we'll also have some stuff on campus so that they can educate us on their culture, and really we can get to know each other and other students and community members as well. So we're really excited. We'll get to brush up on Argentinian policy and Model UN stuff before as well.
Okay. Well, as part of that week before you go to New York City, in addition to the dinner on Tuesday, March 12th at the NMSU golf course, you're going to have the opportunity later that week with the Japanese students to tape two programs at KRWG TV. I understand the team's pretty excited about that.
We are very excited. We've never done anything like this before. The first part will be basically explaining our team, our relationship to NMSU, the community, what Model UN is. And then the second part will be a dialogue between some of the Japanese members and our team members to talk about their experiences, to share what they've learned and what they've gained. And so we're excited. This is a first for us, and we hope it goes really well.
It will go very well. I'm very confident of that. Public media seeks to give co-curricular experiences to students. Both of you participated in the KRWG-TV congressional debate last fall. These students were amazing. They did all of the questions, developed all of the questions for the candidates in the second district, and this program aired all over the state of New Mexico, including on KRWG TV. Colin, give me your thoughts on the value of projects like this that allow you to, learn and also be really part of the public dialogue.
I think it's incredibly valuable. It allows us to take principles and ideas that we've learned in the classroom and really apply them and see how we can make our thoughts and ideas on the issues relevant and how we can get them addressed. Particularly in the debate, that was very encouraging to do. And then with a club / class like Model United Nations, you're able to take research methods that you learn in classes and apply them in a real way to become a diplomat from another country. So in this case, Argentina or China. And it's a very rich experience to apply those directly to something that you're doing, and you can see where that pays off. And with the National Model United Nations Conference, the resolutions we actually produce are read to the actual United Nations General Assembly. So it's
wow.
Very cool.
Interesting. Lydia, your thoughts on this, getting ready to participate again in a public television program?
Yeah, the first time I also participated in those debates, and it was really fun. It was really nerve-wracking to be up in front of a camera. We've never done that before. So for this, I think our team's really ready. About six of our team members actually did the debate with Steve Pearson, Evelyn Madrid Earhart. So we're feeling pretty good about that. But I think it's really great, like Colin said, to take things we learn in the classroom and then be able to use them in real life and to actually sit down and think about the big pictures and why it is important and to be able to discuss those things, because I think that helps with the real-world connections as well.
Okay. Tell me, Lydia, what drew you to the Model UN program?
I actually came to NMSU just for the Model UN program, and I think it's really great to learn about the world in a hands-on activity. And even though, we go to conference and it is very serious pretending, it is us being able to learn and implement these ideas we learn in class in a basically real-world setting and having opportunities and understanding how difficult these things really are. So that to me was fun, the debate, the negotiation, and then the research, because that's a huge element, and I really like the research part too.
That's very interesting. And interesting that this was integral in you choosing NMSU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're the only school in the immediate area that has a team like this and of our caliber, and so, it seemed like the right choice.
And you're majoring in?
Government.
In government, okay. And Colin, you're a graduate student, right?
Correct.
In government as well?
In government as well, yeah. I'm pursuing my master's.
Your master's degree. And your undergraduate degree is?
In government.
In government. Okay. So you're continuing that. Yeah. Was your bachelor's degree from NMSU as well?
It was, yes.
Okay. Staying here. I kind of wish I had done that when I was. It took me many years to go back for graduate work, and I'm still doing graduate work now, many, many years after. And I think you're smart doing it right away. Colin, what drew you to Model UN?
Well, the first semester that I had declared as a government major, I spent several semesters as a biology major. But then when I switched to government, I took an international relations course from Dr. Lapide, who's currently the advisor of the Model UN team, and he had recommended that I apply and do it the next year. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do it that year because I was working on the Harry Teague campaign, but the year after that, I applied and was accepted, and so that was last year.
Okay. You've already talked a little, Colin, about the educational value of Model UN. I want to get your take on the value of a program as a way to increase international understanding, because I think that's something that's really important. And I know from doing an educational experience overseas that I learned so much, and that was an experience that was less than 3 weeks, and it was just it was a life-changing experience.
Well, I would agree with you that international understanding and cooperation is critical. That's one reason why our officers last year decided to pursue a partnership with Tokyo University, because we wanted to increase our international scope. When we are actually in New York City, the competition has over 2,000 delegates each. There's two competitions, and each one has over 2,000 delegates, and they come from all over the world, including collaborations amongst Russian schools and Japanese schools and Italian schools. So it's very, and we're in committees with these kids from other countries, 12 hours a day. So it's a very sort of intimate knowledge and cooperation that we get with them while we're working on resolutions and writing working papers to solve a lot of the critical issues of the day. And so we really are able to really bridge that gap between our understanding and their understanding and come to some consensus. So it's very beneficial, and it definitely changed my outlook on education in general.
Okay. Lydia, Colin already talked about this to some degree. I wanted to get your take on it. Like the public media projects that you've participated in, both of you, and are going to be participating in again, Model UN is also a way to help students be part of the public dialogue on important issues. I learned something today because I didn't know that some of your work would actually be presented to the United Nations. That's amazing. Tell me your thoughts about this aspect of Model UN.
I think part of it with the public dialogue and with our research is really being able to understand that there are other worlds out, nations out there, and these nations operate very differently from ours, and that they have different mindsets. And a big part of it is for Argentina, we've been researching them, trying to understand their economic policies, their foreign policies, and really getting into character. And so I think that helps to really broaden our vision of what that it's not just one way of thinking in the world. And so by doing that, that allows our students to then go out and, you know, educate other people on what they've learned and how other nations operate and work. And so it's being able to see that there's more out there than just what we're used to. So I think that's important. And then, you know, sharing that with other people and making it more public.
Well, you work with a fantastic group of students. I had a chance to sit down with a number of the members of your team, Lydia, the other night as we started to talk about these television programs we're going to be doing in March. Tell me about the value of the Model UN as a way for students with similar interests to meet and to really to learn from each other as well.
Okay. Our team is phenomenal. They are some of the most intelligent, hardworking people I've ever met. And I think it's really special to be able to come together and share our excitement in international affairs, because we are a small group, and, you know, collectively people might not all be interested in that. But as a group, we can come together and share things that we've learned that we found really interesting that we know other people will also find interesting. And I think it's great that we push each other to work harder. We push each other to succeed, to really, you know, go above and beyond. And I think that's great to have a group of people that do that and want the best out of each other. So I think for success and stimulation like that, it's a really great thing. And we try to go above and beyond.
Yeah, and it's a way, too, which, you know, I didn't really think about this until sitting down right now, for undergraduates and graduate students to get to know each other. I know when I was an undergraduate, I don't recall any experiences like that Colin? Yeah.
It's a very good way. Last year, I was an undergraduate on the team, and the team had, I believe, 4 graduate students on it. And so that was one of the things that contributed to my decision to go to graduate school and maintain my position here at NMSU rather than going somewhere else, was getting to know the graduate students on a one-on-one basis and having them relay their experiences about graduate education at NMSU. So it's really good that way. Plus, it also provides, now that I'm a graduate student, an opportunity to mentor future members of the team and sort of bring them along. Because we have people from freshmen all the way through graduate school on the team. So it's a very diverse group of ages, and it's a lot of fun to work with a bunch of different types of people who have come from very different places. So,
yeah. Well, you are president of the Model UN, Lydia. As I mentioned earlier, if folks are just joining us, Colin is the vice president of Model UN. Give me a sense, Lydia, of what you're taking away from this experience in terms of leadership skills.
I'd say my number one thing is to delegate out tasks. That's been something I've really been working on this year, but I think it's a great thing, and it's, you know, it's an experience that I know if I make any mistakes, I have a very supportive team, and that's a really great thing because it's allowed me to, I think, become a better leader. But being able to communicate really well, for me, that's been a big thing, and so having communication and delegating of tasks have been my biggest thing.
It's hard to learn to delegate, isn't it?
It's very hard, but I'm getting pretty good at it.
Well, I've been trying to learn to do it for over a decade now, and I'm still learning how to do it. Colin, your thoughts on this, and because you're also a leader in the group.
Right. It's been very different to experience it from the side of an officer as opposed to last year, I was just a delegate. There's a lot more work that has to be done, and I agree, delegation is the number one thing that we have to get going. And I've been taking on a lot more responsibility as we've been moving forward. But it's just a lot of work to get the banquet lined up and get everyone moving in the same direction. And at the same time, I'm still representing China on the Security Council, so I have to make sure that I'm doing everything that I need to do with my partner in order to get that going and write the position paper. And then Lydia and I have been reading the entire team's position papers and providing feedback. So that's another task that keeps us up at night.
Do you get credit for this?
You get 3 credit hours in the spring semester.
All right. Thank goodness they've set that up for you. I was just going back to my undergraduate experience and working in TV and radio, and we didn't get any credit for that. So that's very good, because with all this time that you're putting into it, it's got to count for some academic credit, too.
It does, and that's really nice. But I know, personally, I would do it even if I didn't get credit.
Right. It's just time-wise, it helps, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
for sure.
It definitely does. Because, well, I'm using Model UN as one of my 3 classes to maintain my full credit status as a graduate student, so that does help.
Good. All right, Colin, once again, for folks who are interested in going to the dinner on March 12th, that is a Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock at the NMSU golf course, the best way for them to get tickets?
The tickets are available on the NMSU website, so you go to nmsu.edu, and from there you would go to, I believe, Academic Departments. From there you would click on the Government Department, and you can find the Model UN link directly from that site. The tickets are $50 per person or $500 for a corporate table.
Okay, very good. And a very good cause, because this will help the team go to New York City to compete, and they have been very successful in competitions. And we will be talking to them when they return from New York City with another KRWG TV special. You'll also hear the audio from that television special on this program, Images. Colin King is the vice president of the Model United Nations. Lydia Hammond, the president of Model UN, both from New Mexico State University. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fred.